Okay, Jewel Road. Conceptual stuff here. Okay, watching this documentary about Miyazaki. And, well, it's inspiring, of course, because especially I realize, which I should have realized a long time ago, that he puts very much into making the world a better place. As far as you can do that with films. But yes, you can, because look at how much his films have affected generations of people, especially youth. And yes, it's about nature, and that's what I wanted to talk about today. Nature in our story. Oh yeah. Well, we got our PO. He always loved being out in nature. Because that's, well, he grew up always with the forest on one side and the town, city on the other side. In between. So we show, I want to have beautiful imagery of Swedish nature. Mystical one. Yeah, a bit inspired by the old Swedish fairy tales. Who's that illustrator now again? And deep in the forest up here. So yeah, we bring those in the and underwater. I mean, he was a diver. Pio, so we need to show this entire beautiful underwater kingdom. And we should. Yeah, we're placing it in the multicosm. So the lines between them, the earthly realm and the beyond realm, are kind of, well, not so hard. There are those who can pass between there.